Now he asks the question, you know, can we get more specific? How would a Christian defend his faith against a rival theism such as Islam, right? And so he gives us then a brief summarized 4-point version, I guess, of how he would approach, you know, Islam and what they have to say. So we'll just kind of tick off these 4 points that he makes here. The first one, he says, Muslims and Christians agree that the Bible is divinely inspired. So both Muslims agree with that as well as Christians. But Muslims, he says, argue that the Bible has been mistranslated and distorted, and that God has corrected those distortions in the Quran, right? So, you know, again, we would question, well, why would God allow his word to be distorted like that in the Bible and not the Quran? Why wouldn't both of them be distorted? But, right. You know, anyway, so Muslims agree that the Bible is divinely inspired. This is the inspired word of God, but it's been distorted and mistranslated. So that's number one. Number two, he says, but there is no historical basis for this claim that the Bible has been distorted in this way. Right. So the first issue here with regard to their distortion claim is, well, why one, the Bible, and not the other, the Quran, right? And number two, there really isn't any historical basis, he says, for the claim that the Bible has been distorted in this way. All of our evidence seems to show that pretty much what they wrote is what we have, and as far as we can go back, it seems to verify that what we have is what there is, right? Mm-hmm. So that's number two.
No, I would say something that we can point to is our book that we covered, Truth in the Culture of Doubt, as a good basis for kind of honing in on that point.
Good. Yeah. Number three, then, therefore, right? So therefore, the difference then between the Bible and the Quran must be resolved in favor of the Bible. It was the earlier one. It was the first one. There's no evidence that it's been distorted. Then clearly the Quran came along later and we would suggest change things, right? And then number four, insofar as Islam compromises the biblical doctrine of God, it loses the only possible transcendental ground of science, logic, ethics, and the triumvirate of the three issues that we deal with regard to the transcendental argument. And so he concludes here as a side note here, Tag does not appeal to bare theism. And that's the point he's trying to make here. It presupposes the distinctives of the Christian doctrine of God. Right. So he suggests that's how he would, approach Islam.
Right. So the Trinity aspect of who God is really hones the point well for the Christian version that we want to aspire to, because of all the issues that would come about if we just had a general deistic version or an issue with something like Allah.
All right.